This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we should get to Bill Belichick on a Patriots Monday on a tie Tuesday. And Bill is brought to you this week by Mass General Cancer Center, by Zooty. Build any app your company needs in a week. By Northeast Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. And he joined us yesterday on the Harbor One Hotline with Chris Curtis saying good morning to Bill.
All right, joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is the head coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Great. How's it going? Happy Labor Day.
You too. Wanted to get your thoughts on why you're heading down to Miami early here. This is something I don't believe you've done in years past. What are you looking to get accomplished flying down to Miami before the game Sunday?
I think it'll give us a good chance just to focus on get ready for the opening game and get acclimated to the conditions, whatever they end up being down there.
Bill, we talked to Devin McCourty last week about this, and he said when you guys went to Vegas, it was so much easier, you know, the second, third day being there with the weather and the conditions. Did that play into your decision to go down to Florida at all? I know West Coast versus down South, but did that help with the players and the coaches to make that decision?
We made the decision to go down there a long time ago.
Bill, when you...
There's a lot of travel plans that are involved there, so that's one of the kind of thing that we do normally, you know, like a day or two ahead of time. That's something that we've had in place for a while.
Bill, you've talked about this in the past before, of kind of finding out the first few weeks of the season, the identity of your football team. How important is it to make sure that you're finding out your identity, but you're still able to start fast and maybe not dig yourself too deep of a hole, but keep yourself in a good position where you can be winning every single game?
Well, that's definitely what we're trying to do. We're not going out there trying to have a science lab experiment. We're trying to go out there and win games. But I think as you play games and compete against other teams in this league, you see where your strengths are and where teams are trying to attack you and how you're holding up in those areas. It's just a lot more information, but right, there's no real balance there. We're trying to go out there and be as competitive as we can, but at the same time, we'll take a close look at what's happening and how it's all playing out.
Bill, last year you opened against the Dolphins at home, a tough loss, a late fumble that sealed the victory for the Dolphins. Is that game in any way a part of your communication with the players this week about the importance of holding onto the ball, paying attention to the details because of that loss and what that may have caused your playoff seeding to be last year?
Well, there were a number of things that Miami did better than us in both games, but the second game was there were turnovers in that game too. We give up the pick six at the beginning of the game, and you know we're down 14-0 early in the game, so not the way we want to start. And the September game wasn't a good way to finish when we were down on the 15-yard line and lost the ball. So turnovers and ball security are certainly a huge point of emphasis anytime we play the Dolphins, that was evident in our two games last year. So we've got to do a better job with our ball security. That's one of the things we'll be working on.
Expanding off of that, obviously, Brian Flores made this Dolphins team a hard one to compete against. What did he bring to the team while coaching the Dolphins the last couple of years, and what do you expect out of Coach McDaniel now?
Right. Well, we're just focused on this year's Dolphins team, and wherever they were in the past, we'll see how all that plays out or doesn't play out. But, you know, Coach McDaniel's going to go in there and put his stamp on the team. I think we've already seen that offensively. And I'm sure there'll be some carryover on defense and in the kicking game with the holdover coaches in those areas. With Josh Boyer and Danny Crossman, but there may be some changes too based on the influence of the head coaches, whether it's Coach Boyer or Coach McDaniel. We'll just have to see how that goes.
Bill, you talk about every year teams have to come up with new identities. You look at this Miami Dolphins team, one of the things that they did in this offseason was they added a guy like Tyreek Hill. You already know what Jaylen Waddle could do, Mike Gesicki, Wilson. When you're looking at this Miami Dolphins team, what type of problems does this skill position create with the addition of a guy like Tyreek Hill?
Well, we all know that Hill is a very explosive player, can score from anywhere on the field, has game-breaking speed that we see from time to time, but it's relatively rare. So we'll have to certainly be aware of him. But as you said, they have other good players on that team, and good receivers, good quarterback, tight end, and a big emphasis on the running game with their offensive line. So it's not just one guy to stop. We'll have to be competitive all the way across the board and play good team defense.
Bill, the difficulties of Patriots teams in Miami are well documented. It seems like we talk about it every year when you guys head down there. And I wanted to go sort of on the positive side, which isn't exactly my normal thought process. But week 7, 2003, I know you're not a big list guy, but top five or so regular season win, the walk-off touchdown catch, 80-plus yards for Troy Brown, you pirouetting, throwing your headphones in the air. Just would love to get, if you would, your thoughts on what that game meant and why it was such an out-of-character celebration we saw from you following that great overtime comeback win.
Well, that was certainly a great moment. I think everybody's just happy to win like you usually are in overtime, especially on a play like that when you're on your own 20-yard line. It doesn't seem like you're the game's about the climax like in the Atlanta Super Bowl, where we drove down, had the ball on the 1-yard line. It was the expectations and anticipation was a little bit different, but it was a great play. And as usual, Troy Brown was involved in it like he was in so many plays and so many games in those years. But always good to win, always good to win in overtime. And like I said, especially when you're on your own 20-yard line, when you're really kind of looking to get a first down and you end up making a play that wins the game. Very exciting.
Bill, it seems like Isaiah Wynn is still working through something. What have you seen out of him this preseason and training camp, and what do you hope to see out of him in the next week?
Well, I expect everybody that can be ready to go will be ready to go next week. I know everybody's working very hard to be 100% healthy and to be ready for the game. Players, coaches, staff, everybody. So we'll see how the players, how that develops, what kind of condition they're in being able to play. But I know they're working hard to be there, and we'll just have to take it day by day on everybody and see where they're at. But hopefully they'll all make it. I think they have a shot. If they didn't, like Tyquan didn't, we put him on IR, but everybody else should have a shot. So we'll just see where they get to.
Bill, one of the identities, at least for your team in the preseason, that, I kind of, in my opinion, I looked at and said, oh, man, they're really doing a great job of, was the defensive line. When you talk about the D-line heading into this game and the importance of, winning the battles up front, what are some of the things that you're telling these guys up front, and what are your expectations for this D-line that I feel like has definitely taken it to another level?
Well, as you know, that's always a very competitive position on the field. That's where the line of scrimmage is established or reestablished one way or the other. And the offensive and defensive line, that trench warfare has a lot to do with who controls the game and ultimately who wins it. So those are critical positions and a critical battle, part of the battle on the field. We've had good competition there, and those players have all performed well. We have good depth, and I know Miami has a very good running game, and they have a lot of determination and commitment to the running game. So we'll see how all that plays out. Look forward to seeing our guys compete and develop. But it's been a good test for us.
Bill, just curious how your time, those years winning Super Bowls as a defensive coordinator for the Giants, helped you become a more well-rounded head coach, and maybe how it better helped you understand offenses and how they operate.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. That's a good question. I think you learn something every year. I was very fortunate to spend my first 4 years in the league with three different teams, four different head coaches, and was spent 2 years on offense, 2 years on defense, and all 4 years involved in the kicking game. So that was a good introduction for me to the different phases of the game and how they become intermingled and situationally play off of each other and are integrated with each other through the course of a game and through preparations during the course of the season. So those were all very valuable experiences the first 4 years in the league, and I think each year after that at the Giants, which started off on special teams and ended up on more on defense, they all build on one another.
Bill, I know all your attention is on Miami right now, but did you get to take in any good college football games this weekend? Any teams you have your eye on?
No, I didn't. I missed those. I heard there were a couple of some exciting games, but most of my college football viewing comes in the spring when we start getting ready for the draft process and go back and watch those games, some of them over and over again. With the teams that have multiple draft eligible players, but no, I didn't see much of what happened this weekend.
Bill, last question for me. Arizona and Georgia both won, so it was a good one for me. when you look at, I know it's very difficult because you're in the moment, but you've been doing this forever, longer than I've been on this earth, and you're still coaching at a high level. Do you ever get a chance to just, like, especially beginning of the season, to just sit and kind of reflect on where you are in your career versus, like, when you started? I know how you talked about, you know, you coached for three teams in 4 years, but do you ever get a chance to just go, like, man, I never thought I would be where I am? Or are you just so focused on the moment you don't really reflect on that until it's all said and done?
Yeah, I think pretty much the latter, Wiggy. I'm really focused on what I can do to help our team this year and get off to a good start and have a good season. And whatever happened in the past is all in the past. I don't have any control over that. And honestly, beyond this week, there's not really much to talk about until after we finish with Miami and then move on to the next week. So try to just stay in the moment and do the best I can to prepare myself, prepare our team, and help our team win each and every week. And it's kind of how I've always approached it. And sure, there'll be a time to reflect at some point, but right now it's all about Miami.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for your time today. Have a safe trip down to Miami, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, great. I'll talk to you next week. Right. Thanks.
Like, he always gets so excited at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Belichick yesterday. We'll see if you got any nuggets. Did you get any nuggets? We'll see if you got any nuggets.
Yeah, you might have got a nugget and a half out of it.
All right, you got a nugget and a half yesterday? Were you trying not to wake the family up yesterday? Is that what's going on? You were talking very softly.
Well, no, I was just, I didn't want to be too loud. And, that's what the mood called for.
Well, I think it went well because I was not here. And Bill is a noted Scorpio hater. I don't know if you know that or not.
Probably.
Can't see. He walks into a room. He says, raise your hand if you're a Scorpio. And then he says, get out. All right. Bill Belichick yesterday. It is a Patriots Monday on a Ty Tuesday. And that means Ty Law will be with us in the studio. Allegedly at 8:20 this morning.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. We'll be right back.